The main demonstrations and events during the Velvet Revolution took place in Prague. But a key question was whether the regions would join in and support the not-so-numerous college students and actors in the capital calling for a protest strike. Vít Bohánka witnessed how the revolution started in the Moravian city of Olomouc.
Násilím bylo rozehnáno i shromáždění občanů v centru Prahy v sobotu večer. Podle stejného receptu jako v pátek.
Friday, the 17th of November 1989. The communist riot police brutally suppress a peaceful student demonstration in Prague. I spent the following weekend glued to the radio listening to the news on Radio Free Europe and the BBC World Service.
Emanuelom Mandlerom z Československé demokratické iniciativy.
Vaše strana, to znamená...
As a student of Czech and English at Palacký University in Olomouc, some 150 miles east of the capital, I doubted that the protests would spread to the regions. I didn't believe that the communist regime was ripe to collapse, and I was determined to defect to the West as soon as I had finished my studies. By coincidence, so was another student in Olomouc, Miloš Korhoň. He actually learned about the events in Prague in what was then West Germany.
Já jsem ten víkend předtím v podstatě strávil v Mnichově domlouváním emigrace.
I spent the weekend in Munich talking about defection. While the student demonstration was being brutally suppressed in Prague, I was meeting some Czech emigres in West Germany, talking about how defection could be arranged and who would help us. What's interesting is without knowing what was going on in Prague, my wife and I decided never to emigrate.
V sobotu ráno jsme se dověděli z televize, co se stalo, a začali jsme se velmi rychle chystat domů. Přijeli jsme někdy kolem...
We learned about the demonstrations in Prague on Saturday morning from German television and decided to leave for home. We arrived back in Olomouc at around midnight on Sunday, November 19th. And I remember that on Monday morning, on my way to school, I met a young student who gave me the Czech tricolor, and I immediately pinned it on my lapel.
Mi dala do ruky trikoloru, kterou jsem si připnul na klopu.
To my surprise, and that of many other skeptics, even students in the provincial town of Olomouc were already fed up with the totalitarian government. Tomáš Kasal was a student of history at the Faculty of Arts.
19. jsem byl z hodou okolností na kolejích Šmeralových, to byly koleje Přírodovědecké fakulty a já jsem tehdy chodil...
In the evening on Sunday, November 19th, I happened to be at the dormitories for the students of the science faculty. My then girlfriend and now wife was staying there. There was already some commotion. Somebody was running along the corridors, asking everybody to meet in front of the dormitory. He was talking about students having been beaten in Prague. None of us knew what the heck was going on. Nevertheless, we did walk out of the dorm.
Jsme vyšli, bylo nás tam, nedokážu odhadnout, řekl bych 200, 150, 200.
It's hard to say how many students were there. I'd say 150, maybe 200. There was one vice dean of the science faculty. I cannot remember his name, and he started to threaten us immediately. He said we could be expelled from university if we decided to do anything. But that day we only put up posters that we were going to meet at the main university sports hall. There we would decide what to do next.
Vyvěsíme plakátky, sejdeme se na hale a rozhodneme se, co bude.
Tomáš Kasal. He and I were soon elected members of the Student Strike Committee of Palacký University. The Institute of Contemporary History of the Czech Academy of Sciences recently interviewed dozens of student leaders of 1989, including myself. Historian Veronika Pehe is one of the authors of the resulting publication called 100 Student Evolutions. She confirms that in the provinces, people were at first more afraid to go out and openly demonstrate against the regime.
Například v Ostravě, tam asi to bylo nejsilněji přítomné, nebo i v některých těch jiných univerzitních městech, prostě těch stavkujících studentů bylo relativně málo.
This feeling of fear was probably most palpable in the city of Ostrava, but it was similar in some other small college towns. There were relatively few striking college students, and so they were afraid that the strike could be easily suppressed. Of course, when you hear about it today with the benefit of hindsight, you might think that it was an exaggerated concern. But these were genuine fears. We have to bear in mind that the communist security apparatus was still intact and very effective. So no wonder there was a heightened feeling of risk and trepidation.
Ivan Langer was a student of medicine in 1989. Later on, he became an MP for the Civic Democratic Party and served even as Minister of the Interior. He also agrees that we were at first more hesitant than in Prague.
Bylo to těžší. Ten normalizační režim podle mě víc fungoval právě na těch menších městech.
It was harder. I think the regime had more clout in smaller towns like Olomouc. On the other hand, there was one advantage. We knew each other quite well, so it was easier to get people together. To get organized.
Another former student of medicine, Vladislav Raclavský, remembers the tense meetings during those early days of what would later be called the Velvet Revolution. Hastily elected members of the strike committees faced hostile teachers, many of whom were members of the Communist Party. Even though the students agreed not to go to classes, Vladislav wasn't sure whether the battle was won.
První hala samozřejmě byla důležitá, ale na té první hale ještě byla taková anonymita.
The first meeting at the sports hall was important, but there was still an element of anonymity. One was part of the crowd, and it was not so difficult to sit down, raise your hand, and vote to strike. Then there was a meeting at the dorm, where I was elected a member of the strike committee for the Faculty of Medicine. And that was when the real test came, when we faced our teachers at a meeting in the main lecture hall.
A já jsem stál jako spolu s ostatníma členama stávkového výboru.
I remember standing there, facing the table, where the dean of the faculty was sitting together with the main Stalinist ideologue, whose name was Soviar, and who was very aggressive. And Soviar started threatening us, indirectly, but very menacingly, in a way that everybody understood. He said, "Keep in mind that you have a university student card in your pockets. So behave and act accordingly." This was, of course, only a thinly veiled threat. If you want to finish your studies, wake up.
Tehdy to nebyl žádný chlap, který by se mu postavil, ale vstala Katka Kuzníková, drobné děvče, a řekla, já mám kromě toho...
It was not a man who raised his voice and stood up to the bullying, but a petite woman called Katka Kuzníková. She stood up and answered, "Yes, I have a university card, but I'm also a citizen, and that is more important to me." For me, that was the breaking point.
Lidi začali tleskat a najednou ten Soviar byl takhle malinký. Najednou, prostě během pár sekund.
People started applauding, and suddenly Soviar, the almighty Stalinist, was very, very small indeed. And it all happened very quickly. Suddenly, it didn't take more than a few seconds. 1 minute, Soviar looked very powerful, capable of expelling us all from the university, but all it took was that young woman who stood up and spoke, and everything was different.
A najednou bylo všecko jinak.
What followed was something unforgettable for all those who took part in it. Hectic weeks of meetings, demonstrations, negotiations, even for Ivan Langer, who would later experience a lot of turmoil as one of the country's most prominent politicians, it was the most intensive period of his life.
Doteď vzpomínám na tu neuvěřitelnou explozi podpory, solidarity, které se nám dostalo a za kterou jsme byli vděční, protože...
To this day I still remember the unbelievable explosion of support, the solidarity that we received. We were grateful for that. The biggest fear I had was that we would remain isolated. I was really afraid that we would declare a student strike, occupy the Faculty of Arts, and we would be alone. Nobody would talk to us, nobody would be interested in our demands, that we would be on our own, striking for ourselves. But right from the moment that we declared the occupation strike, from the moment it was officially announced at the sports hall, we experienced literally an explosion of positive energy and support. That memory is something that has kept giving me energy for the past 30 years.
Po těch celých uplynulých 30 let.
Another member of the strike committee 30 years ago was Jiří Křeček. He is now a civil servant at the Ministry of Education.
Ty si to pamatuješ, to bylo tak rychlý, že vlastně o tom člověk ani nepřemýšlel. To prostě žil z minuty na minutu.
You must remember how it was. Everything was happening so fast. One did not have time to think much. We lived minute by minute, slept about 3 hours a day, and that went on until the end of December.
A zastavilo se to někde na konci prosince.
A pak ještě vlastně, že budeme mít ty psací stroje, kterých asi na jednom místě bude nejvíc provozu na celém světě ten den.
30 years later, former revolutionary students are meeting in a cafe in Olomouc. Now middle-aged men and women are preparing to remember the events of November 1989 by re-enacting the occupation strike of the Faculty of Arts. Of course, after getting official permission to do so by the present dean of the faculty. Martin Steiner is the main organizer.
Když už veřejné instituce se toho tak jako nechápou, tak my jsme si řekli, že zkusíme využít.
When the public institutions ignored us, we decided to act, to use the opportunity afforded by the 30th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution and invite to Olomouc those former students who were really active back in 1989. We want a meeting of all those people who did so much to make it happen, not just in Olomouc, but in all central and northern Moravia.
Střední Moravia, často i severní, dělali strašně důležitou práci pro úspěch.
There are many other commemorative events, some organized by Palacký University, others by the City Hall, Theatre and other public institutions. But former student leaders were not invited, so they decided to take the initiative.
Zpřístupníme původní prostory Filozofické fakulty, kde probíhala takzvaná okupační stávka, kde naprosto...
We will welcome anyone at the Faculty of Arts, which was the nerve center of the student strike in 1989. We want to show them the places and rooms where we met, organized protests and information campaigns. We want to recreate the hub of our strike after 30 years, show people what it looked like during our revolution. It is an invitation both for former students who were here and remember those heady days, and younger people who would like to learn about what happened. We want them to see how we made posters, printed leaflets, organized trips to the regions, concerts and so on.
Pořádali ty výjezdy, kulturní akce a tak podobně.
Martin Steiner. For him, one thing is crucial. It mustn't be forgotten that 30 years ago, it was not the academics or other official representatives of Palacký University or the city of Olomouc who took the initiative. The students themselves swung into action, starting a chain of events that led to the fall of communism in their country.